broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at PetersburgProperties.com.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Isaiah. How are you this morning?
Doing good.
I'm doing good. I took a week off. But I'm back.
You're back, yes. Yeah. And we are happy to have you.
Yeah.
So, folks, we're hosting Tradio. If you don't know what that is, that's our buy-sell trade program. And you can call in with anything that you have that or things that you're in search of. And it's also a good time to announce if you're a nonprofit or an event organizer, anything that's coming up in town. So we do have a caller on line one to start us off. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Chelsea Tremblay calling.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hey, I have two things. First, Friends and Neighbors is having an event tonight. We'll be doing potluck dinner at 5:30 in the library community room, and our meeting is at 6 tonight. And tonight's theme will be talking about how to talk about difficult things or how to navigate conflict-heavy conversations, say at a Thanksgiving dinner table. So if you think that that would be helpful information for you to have, we'd love to have you. My phone number, if you have any questions, is 907-518-0590. So that's that on that. And then the second thing, I'm in the search for antique-looking picture frames. I'm building a family photo wall, and I have some pretty amazing old pictures, some very old, some just replicates, but anytime I get a new frame, it just doesn't look right. And so I don't know what sizes I'm looking for because I haven't printed off many of them. But if you have any that are gathering dust in an attic, I'm on a budget, but I'm happy to help clean or whatever. So, so if you have any antique looking frames, I'd love to see them. Thank you, Lyra. Yeah, my daughter has opinions on it too. So my phone number again on that is 518-0590.
So Chelsea, what was the times on the potluck for the Friends and Neighbors tonight?
Yeah. So we start our potluck at 5:30, and then the meeting itself starts at 6. So that gives a nice, if you want to eat at home and just come in for the meeting, you can. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it's nice to get together and chit chat, and the food keeps coming in, and it's really exciting. You go for first round, and by the time you're up for second or thirds, there's even more. So, pretty great. And we have been with the food drive happening around town. Last week, we did a pretty great initial food drive gathering that I brought to one of the drop sites this week. So, we're encouraging people to bring some good shelf stable stuff for our neighbors, but there are so many drop locations for that around town right now that you don't have to bring them to us there, but if it's easier to do that, then we're still happy to help be the in-between for that donation too.
So if you're already making a stop for the potluck to bring something along to that, you'll pass on to the needy there.
Yeah. You know, if it's sometimes it's nice to do all the errands in one.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, Chelsea.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good rest of the day.
You
enjoy
too.
This
you as well.
Beautiful Southeast day. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Great. So we do have a PSA that we'll be reading out about that food drive for people who have more questions, and we'll get to that later today. But we do have another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joe. Isaiah, this is Sunny Rice.
Hi, Sunny.
I'm calling with a little bit more details about the evening of readings and jazz that's happening on Saturday night. I hope folks will come and attend. So what it is we're going to create a coffee house atmosphere upstairs at the Sons of Norway and, turn the lights down a little bit, maybe have some small cafe tables, and you'll be able to listen to the sounds of Pendulum, our local jazz group, which is a quartet with a guitar, percussion, beautiful stand-up bass, and the gorgeous saxophone sounds. And then in between sets of them will be readings by local authors. Some of our published authors are going to read excerpts from their books, and we'll have a little bit of poetry and a few other things from the talented writers in town. And then all around this will be desserts for sale by the slice that the Rainforest Festival is providing. There will be coffee and tea, which the Common Ground is donating to us. The whole thing is sponsored by the Rotary Club, and we're very grateful for their assistance there. And then there's a special prize available. You'll find out if you get there, donated by the Salty Pantry.
Ooh.
And it's going to run about 2 hours starting at 7 p.m. And folks are invited to come out and have a nice evening.
Okay, sure. I'm excited. I think Petersburg needed a jazz bar.
There you go.
We will have one for one night. And if you have questions, you can call me, 772-3381, or stop by the pilot and talk to Oren about the readings. He's sort of curating the readings part. So, but we just hope people will come and join us. It's a fundraiser for the Rainforest Festival. So keep us going. And we're kind of excited to host it.
Okay. That's really exciting, Sunny. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a good day, both of you.
Okay. Bye. All right. And Joe, if you're ready, I'll jump into our third caller.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm just going to hold on to this.
Yeah. Okay. Caller on line three, you're on the air.
How ready are you? How ready are you?
Well, that's
Joe.
That all is, it depends on who it is, how ready I am. This is Sally. I got the pen ready.
Is your pen poised over paper?
My wrist is ready. Yeah, go ahead.
It's warmed up.
Okay. I just wanted to call and let people know we're having bingo Friday night and upstairs at the Suns. Doors open at 6, bingo starts at 7. And we had a really good turnout last Friday for signups for the Holiday Bazaar at the Suns on December 6th. And we have one space downstairs left, and we have 7 spaces upstairs left. So there is plenty of time. Give Rhoda a call. She's going to have the map and stuff this afternoon and the forms if anybody's interested. And the downstairs single table can be either a single or a double, a half or a full. And the upstairs is all half price for full tables.
Okay. And Rhoda's number?
December 6th.
How do you get a hold of Rhoda?
518.
Okay.
Rhoda.
Yeah.
518-0205.
Okay.
And then a shout out to the Sons of Norway members. I need 3 or 4 more soups for the to-go soup kitchen. I have 12 different ones so far, but I need 3 or 4 more. So Sons of Norway members, get your aprons on, help us out. We also have the soup to go at the Holiday Bazaar. It's kind of become a tradition.
All right.
You
need soup.
All I have, I think.
You need soup.
Yep, need soup.
Okay.
Yep. I know. I think Brianna's going to send out a text message to everybody or a email message, but I just always like to get a little blabby on it anyway. And that'll also be a call to Rhoda, because I'm leaving for a short trip and I won't be back when hopefully everything gets full.
Just coming back for the party then.
Yeah.
I'll be back for the party and a few other things, yeah.
All right.
All righty. Well, thanks, you guys, and have a great weekend.
Okay. All right,
thanks, Sally.
Coming up.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Leaves when all the work's going on and then comes back for the event.
Classic.
I like it. That's my style.
I know. It's an enviable way to plan. Uh-huh. I agree. So, folks, we're still accepting calls for Tradio, so buy, sell, trade. And Joe and I will punt around here in the chat.
Since I didn't get in last Wednesday, and it was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, Halloween.
Look at a calendar.
And you just witnessed your one of the first Halloween's in Petersburg in a while, right?
Yes, I did.
Was it eventful for you?
Well, it was eventful. I had kind of a lovely dinner party, but I had kind of a freaky moment. I was driving along Sandy Beach, probably like 6:30. It's dark. And someone in a Teletubby costume walks out kind of like right next to the road. And I'm like looking, I'm driving, I'm kind of scooting over to the other side. And then this person in the costume slowly turns to me, and they're wearing this mask that is just like kind of wooden, bloody. It's just got like eye holes, and like I was like, I jerked the wheel. I was like, oh my god!
Yeah.
And I was at like 6:30. I was like, what am I getting myself into? So it was freaky, but I think it was a nice touch.
Yeah, well, It was a pretty busy night. It was a busy night at our house. We had
all the trick-or-treaters.
We live up in the subdivision, the Stevens subdivision, and it's a
Heard that's the place to go. You were giving out the full size candy bars.
Oh well, not really. We started off with a tub full of it, and I started, you know, the little ones. So I was giving two or three of them to a piece, and then about 6:45, I looked at the bowl. We filled it. We dumped it all. We ain't gonna make it till 8 o'clock if this keeps up. So we had to cut back a little bit.
Rations.
Right. Little ration instead of, you know, instead of three, maybe they were getting two, and then at about the last half hour they were getting one little candy. I said, well, so it may seem like we're cheap, but we want to make the bowl last so everybody that comes here at least gets one.
Right.
So yeah, it was a busy night, and it started raining there at the end. It was pretty decent for the first hour and a half, and then the last half hour it just started raining. They were coming up pretty wet.
Right. Well, all for the best. You didn't have any candy left.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. We do have another caller on line one, and you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sarah C. calling, and I have a senior this year, and she's going to Close Up, and so I'm helping them fundraise for this trip to D.C., we are going to, all these parents getting together, making it happen, and the kids, of course. So we're doing holiday gift wrapping on Ladies' Night, which happens to be December 5, and on Men's Night, December 19th, and the Moose has generously offered their downstairs location for us to wrap people's presents. So let's say you have presents for, you know, all your people in your family, and you're just not gifted at wrapping. Some people aren't gifted at wrapping, and they just want to have someone else do it for them. Bring your presents by, you know, and leave them with us. We have cocoa and cider available, thanks to Hammer and Wecon, and also donated some wrapping paper for us. Thank you, everybody. So that'll be really fun. Ladies and Men's Night downstairs at the Moose Lodge. And of course, we're accepting donations for this service to help the kids go to Close Up.
Yeah,
I'll be putting up posters and then also informing the businesses so that they can direct people.
So give me the dates again, Sarah. Ladies Night and Men's Night is
Ladies Night is December 5.
Uh-huh.
And Men's Night is December 19th. It's kind of funny.
Well, no, it isn't. Why is it funny? It's because that December 19th, all the men shop last minute. Is that what you're referring to there?
That's it.
I figured that laugh was for that. What's wrong with the 24th when I do my shopping?
Exactly.
Well, it's not like it's less thoughtful.
I don't know.
At least it's before.
Yes, exactly.
Swap them.
I don't know how many times I've been downtown and they say, we're closing, Joe. We got to go. So, yeah. Anyway, so it's in both these are in the basement of the Moose where the wrapping will happen, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Come thirsty. Cocoa and cider.
Okay.
And bring your cash.
Cash is good.
Cash is king.
Yeah, I'm getting down there with the fundraising.
Cash.
You know, it's going to get the days are limited.
QR code.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
thank
Sarah.
Bye.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my wife makes fun of me with some of my rapping. I'm not the best.
I'm actually also pretty pitiful.
But it's still, you know, I'd look at it. It doesn't. They're going to rip it apart anyhow.
Especially
if it's the grandkids or whatever. They're not going to look at the wrapping.
No, hardly.
No, I just want to get inside what's there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a newspaper. Just cover it up so you don't know what it is on first glance.
Yeah. So, well, that's always a good
thing. And I don't know if you've ever seen, like, you know, those styles of wrapping where it's like you do it with, like, one piece of tape or no tape at all. I mean, there are people who, like, are really fastidious.
Okay, well, not I might say.
No, it's perhaps not the art style that I'm attracted to.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm more of a throw paint at the wall kind of guy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And calling that art.
Yeah, and if it's got birthday balloons on it, it still will open, won't it? it doesn't have to have Christmas theme, does it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like wrap it in newspaper.
That's, you know? I like that too. And like you get to repurpose. And then it's also the Petersburg Pilot.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out. I use them for wrapping paper all the time. After I've read it and taken in the incredible journalism, I would never.
Okay. Yes. Of course not.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't expect any less.
All right. Well, folks.
It's quiet.
It is kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Maybe if we want to do a slow rundown and then people can, call us. And if you're listening in and something comes to mind and you have something to buy, sell, trade, you can still catch us.
Right on. So we'll start off with Chelsea called, and there's a 5:30 tonight, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, the potluck at the library for the Friends and Neighbors group. Potluck starts at 5:30, meeting starts at 6, and they're going to be discussing, they're going to have a the discussion about how to navigate difficult conversations with, you know, in this times, you know, there's a lot of diversity and people don't always agree, especially when they're talking about certain items.
And so it's infamous Thanksgiving dinner.
The uncomfortable. So it's kind of going to tell you how to change the subject, do something, you know, and just so you know, they're all relatives, get along. They might have different views, but anyhow, and then the food drive continues when that's going on. It's ongoing thing. If you want to contribute to that, they will gladly drop it off at the drop off locations. If you don't want to go there, if you go into the potluck, the one stop shop there. And also, Chelsea is in search of some antique picture frames for a family project she's got going. And if you're willing to have something that you think looks antique-y that she might be interested in, and also about any questions about the potluck, the Friends and the Neighbors, call her at 907-518-0590. And Sonny called, and I said, I didn't write all this down. There's a PSA out. Anyhow, I'll kind of look at the PSA here and follow along with it. It's the Rainforest will host an evening of readings by local writers and instrumental jazz by the local group Pendulum on Saturday, November 8th at 7 p.m. upstairs at the Sons of Norway Hall. Coffee and tea is provided, as well as desserts for purchase with cash. This event is a fundraiser for the Rainforest Festival. If you're interested in reading your work, contact Oren Pearson at gmail.com, or contact Sunny Rice at 772-3381. Okay. And that was it for Sunny's. And I said I read the PSA as I'm supposed to, writing everything she said down.
Right.
Sally called, and bingo's on this weekend. They had took a weekend off for Halloween, but it's on. Old doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. And she also put out a little heads up for the December 6th Holiday Bazaar. And there's a couple tables available if you want to. I don't know. I didn't get there's one upstairs or downstairs. I'm not sure which. But if you want details on the tables that are available, there's a few available yet for the bazaar. And it's on Call Road at 518-0205. And they need soup for the bazaar also. They have soup for sale there. And so it's... if you get some soup, they're looking for Sons of Norway members to bring some soups. And if you can do that, also call Rhoda at 518-0205. And Sarah C. called, and Close-Up Group is doing a fundraiser. They're doing holiday gift wrapping. So if you're not too adept at gift wrapping, as I am not, and you go down and buy something for your loved ones, it's easy enough just to bring it to the basement of Muth, and they will gladly wrap them up for you for a donation. There's no set price, I don't believe. It's just a donation to Close Up for their travels to the Washington, D.C. It'll be cocoa and cider, thanks to Hammer and Weekend, available. And these wrapping events happen during Ladies' Night, which is December 5th, and Men's Night, which is December 19th, and they're both in the basement of the Moose, if you want, in the Moose. The basement of the Moose? Moose. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in having somebody wrap up your presents, they'll probably look a lot nicer than I could wrap them. So,
yeah, don't advertise that service, Joe.
No,
I think the niche has been filled.
I know it is, and yes. It goes to a good cause for these kids going over to Washington D.C. and kind of seeing how things work out there and getting a little culture.
Yeah,
yeah, gotta give our kids culture. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have enough culture in Petersburg.
I know. Well, there's something to be said about seeing that there's something else off this rock.
Oh, yeah. There is a world out there. But
So they keep telling me.
Yeah, so they keep telling me. Well, you were out there for a while. You came back. See?
Yes.
Well, what's up with that?
Oh, that's a conversation for another day.
Okay, glad to have you back, for sure.
Yeah. All right. So, folks, I think that's going to conclude Tradio.
No more
tonight.
Yapping?
No more yapping.
I had a week off. I got a lot to say.
Oh, okay.
No, well. I'm good, okay. Really.
Interface off the airwaves.
Right on.
Well, folks, thank you for joining us for Tradio. Coming up next, we'll have a health tip from PMC. And then we'll turn to some music. I have some picks here, which I'll introduce later. So thank you all for listening. You're listening to KFSK.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.